Welcome to another biblically-based look into today's news from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now here's Mike Bain.
Once upon a time is always a good start to any story, but what I'm about to tell you doesn't have a happy ending. But once upon a time, we would have scoffed at the thought of having robots looking after us like Rosie from the Jetsons cartoon show, which was popular back in the 1960s. But over the years, I've seen robotics used in all sorts of fields. Rosie today has been replaced in our lives with friendly voices of Siri, Alexa, and Bixby. Funny these days, I find myself having to couch a lot of things I talk about with without sounding like a conspiracy theorist. But like you, I would scoff at people who would tell me that one day robots would control the world. But the advancement of artificial intelligence is marching on. And we, you and I, are not noticing it because it's a gradual change. Today we hear about labour shortages in many areas, with the largest being in the harvesting of summer fruit. The response was obvious. Someone invented a machine which will go through a kiwi fruit orchard and pick. Okay, solution for the grower. He thinks it's marvellous. After all, it turns up every day without a hangover and works without a break until it breaks down. But the picking of summer fruit was something we all experienced when we were young, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed students wanting to pay for our university fees. Back then, it was these sorts of jobs which gave us a good lesson in life. Work was hard, and we found out what our parents had been telling us for years. Money didn't grow on trees. But back to AI, it is conceivable to think about other professions conducted by AI intelligence or a Rosie-type robot. We're desperately short of aged care workers, teachers, nurses, doctors, and the list just goes on. I think it quite strange we have the biggest number of people to have ever lived on this planet, yet we face so many labour shortages. But what are all these people doing? But think about that for a moment in areas of health, education, and soon bureaucracy, which will see some huge changes. You know, the latest World Economic Forum conference recently held in Dubai proposed AI will make the government invisible. Now, I know what you're thinking. No more picks of politicians today? Hey, that's a benefit. But it's designed to lead to a world of no accountability for government and politicians. Already, we see accountability as a commodity no one seems to want. Imagine a classroom of children taught by robotic Rosies, programmed by a left-wing liberal state. Guarantee if you object, you're going to lose. You know, there's no grey areas here, no compassion for the child who has an accident and no humanity. And I'm not going to go down the track of health as it's already happening, even for some surgery. However, all I'll say about it is that having had knee surgery, AI would not have the same bedside manner and the ability to make me laugh like my surgeon did. How far is AI going to go? It'll never replace you. Think again. You know, my Twitter feed is full of adverts for an app for a thing called Replica. The manufacturers of the app describe Replica as your personal AI friend that's always there for you. Now, what you can do is you can create your replica and get to know yourself better today, so they say. While the advertisements are anything to go by, you can replace your nearest and dearest with something that can build your self-esteem and also satisfy your desires. It reminds me a bit of the guy who wanted to marry his laptop a few years back. He said he got more satisfaction watching porn than he did in a real relationship. Artificial intelligence can be helpful. But we've all seen the movies, we know how it's all going to turn out. And yet, we've already accepted artificial intelligence into our daily lives, just ask Siri, Alexa or Bixby. But the takeaway from this is that we humans, men and women, were created in the image of God. Now, I just want you to think about that for a moment. God created us in his own image, which makes us special. We know God is always there for us. We know how we can live our lives based on his word, and we know we can walk and talk and get answers to questions. We can get satisfaction knowing him and understanding his love for you and me. So why should we lean towards a bot to give us what humans desire the most? A replica is a duplicate, an imitation, a model, a copy. It's not the genuine deal. So sorry, Siri, Alexa and Bixby, and sorry, Rosie, you all sound wonderful. But I want, and I'm going to find love, compassion and security from the one in whose image I'm created, and the one who also created a real-life breathing companion for me.
Thank you for watching. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. If you want to see more messages like this one, simply hit the subscribe button. For more information about our work, or if you're moved to donate the price of a cup of coffee, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.